Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Girl, and I am your host, Amaya McCall. In today's episode, I'm really, really excited for it. You can probably hear it in my voice, but I am stoked for this episode because I'm recording with one of the greatest people in the world. She's literally the best person ever. She's the operations manager for Girl, and not only that, she's a I'm gonna leave that out, don't worry. But guys, I want to introduce you guys to the most caring person ever, Sarah Catherine.
That was the best introduction, and not a single bit was true except for the fact that I am the operations manager. But thank you, Amaya. Yes.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to be recording with you. So, Sarah, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Sarah Catherine. I go by SK a lot. I'm a senior in high school. I have a Starbucks addiction. Like, who doesn't, though? What else? Amaya thinks I'm a serial killer, but that's a whole nother topic. And, yeah, that's about it.
Oh my god, yeah, guys, she's a killer, but we're getting into much detail. So Sarah, something we do here at Girl is we do a segment called Personal Problem Segment. So we're gonna tell about our personal problems that we've been struggling with the week. So it's time for our personal problems. Okay, you go first.
Okay, so I mean, I have a lot of personal problems, but if I had to just pick one for this week, it's probably the fact that I have a 17 my research class. And yeah, so unfortunately, it's all my fault. I'm just not doing the work. And I feel like I can't really blame myself, though, because it's virtual and I'm not used to virtual learning. So it's like a curveball kind of deal. But I finally, like, got my stuff together and I was like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna email the counselor, like, I have to drop this class because I'm in 5 APs and AP research, like, I just don't care about, like, sorry. And I know, like, at the end of the year when I'm having to do this research project presentation and everything, like, senioritis is gonna be like the max level and I'm not gonna want to do it. So last night I posted this on my private Snapchat story, so you might have seen it, but last night I emailed my counselor. I was like, this is not gonna work. I like, you have to get me out of this class or I'm going to die, basically. Well, so then I didn't do my homework. I had like 5 missing assignments because I was 17. And so I was like, I don't need to do my homework if I'm dropping the class. So then this morning I wake up to an email that says, it's like, dear Sarah, unfortunately, last week was the deadline to drop classes. So I am stuck in my AP research class, and now I have to do so much homework to get that grade up. Yeah, that's my personal problem.
Yikes, that's crazy. Oh, I hate that for you, girl.
Yeah.
Well, my personal problem for the week is being a freshman is probably so stressful, and all that. It's like, it's so hard to focus sometimes because you're like, like, just staring at a screen with, like, no type of breaks, it's really hard. And just being a freshman in general, because I take an AP class, which I hate the class. And she hasn't even uploaded grades. So it's like, am I passing or am I failing? And we get progress reports this week. So I'm kind of like, what's my grade? So, yeah, that's my personal problem for the week. But you have the worst personal problem.
Oh my gosh, I win. Like, I win something.
Yeah. So, should we just... So, let's tell our podcast listeners something really funny. Is that me and Sarah met before.
Yes.
And we probably only knew each other for about a month or so. And she was online, so we met from meeting online, if that makes any type of sense.
Yeah, and... Well, okay, here's how it all went down. So, obviously, I joined the podcast, like, team fairly recently. I was Paige's executive assistant. Rest in peace, Paige. We miss her. We love her. Just kidding. She's great. Isn't she moving into college today? That's exciting. Go her. But oh my gosh, where was I? Oh yes, I know where I was. So I joined the podcast team as the executive assistant, and obviously now I'm operations manager, but before that, Amaya and I had obviously been in contact since she's my boss, best boss ever. And
I love you.
So I think you just texted me and like, we're like, I'm going to Savannah. And I was like, what? And so I was like, we have to meet up. And so when I was telling my parents, like, it was kind of awkward because they're not the kind of people that would just let me go like meet up with some stranger.
Right.
And, like, when you think about it, that's like so sketch. Like, we had never met in person. Like, I knew you because we'd had Zoom meetings and everything.
Yeah.
And I trusted you. Like, we're besties. Like, but also, like, we had never met in person.
Right.
And I was really scared it was going to be awkward, but I didn't think it was. I had fun.
Yeah. And funny thing, me and my parents were in Orlando once. We were in Florida, and we drove maybe 4 hours out the way to go meet a friend in Tallahassee. So I seen her at her job and whatever, we met, and she was like, okay, I'm going to go back home. I'm going to go get dressed, because like, she was at work, so she didn't look very well. So she was like, okay, I'm going to go get dressed, and then we can go hang out for ice cream. And turns out she ditched me, and basically yeah, it's so true. And basically, we went to her apartment. We were like, hey, like, we knocked on her door. My mom went to her apartment. It was crazy. And I never had heard from her until, like, 7 p.m., hours afterwards. And she was like, hey, Amaya, I'm so sorry, this, that, and forth. And I was like, yeah. Like, I was so sad, though. But that's why, to this day, I don't meet online friends. But even
that's not cool. Oh, my gosh.
So it was very scary when I went 3 hours to meet you. My parents were like, she better show up. And my dad was also like, what if she ditches you? And I'm like, oh, my God.
No. I would never ditch you, Amaya.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was literally so crazy. And, like, Sarah's literally the most kindest person ever. She's the best.
That was so sweet. Okay, so I told you I had a good story, and I've been waiting to tell you this. So, okay, everyone that is listening, something, like, just happened very recently that I think is hilarious, and I'll tell you what it has to do with. It has to do with a boy.
Spill. So,
okay, so I'll start at the beginning. I haven't told you this, Amaya. So, a few weeks ago, I was with my friend, Mackenzie. Shout out, Mackenzie. And we were just in the car together, and some guy snapped her. And so she's like, hey, do you want to snap him back? And I was like, sure, like, why not? So I snapped him back, and then he replied and was like, ooh, she's cute. Can I get her snap? And so, yeah. So, and I, like, totally thought he was cute. So Mackenzie was like, can I give him your snap? And I was like, yeah, of course. Like, yes, heck yeah. And so then he added me, and we were, like, snapping that day. And when I was still with Mackenzie, he was like, hey, can we FaceTime? Like, I want to talk to her. Like, she seems chill. And Mackenzie was like, SK, like, he's never FaceTimed me. Like, he wants to talk to you. And so I was excited because I was like, even if, like, it's just fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we FaceTimed, and well, first thing is he asked me what sport he thought – I mean, he asked me what sport I thought he played, and I'd already stalked his Instagram, so I knew. And when he asked that, like, I started cracking up, and so I put him on mute, and – oh, my God, he just messaged me. He literally just messaged me.
Oh, okay, my God.
So
that is,
guys,
your soulmate.
We have some live updates. Yes. So, okay. So then I, like, muted him, and it was so awkward because me and Mackenzie were, like, dying laughing because I wasn't going to say that I, like, knew what sport he played because we stalked him. And it was super awkward because he was on mute. So then he was like, oh, my friends are coming to my room. Like, I have to go. And we, like, knew that was a lie. So he hangs up. Well, then we texted him and, like, explained, and he thought it was funny, so we FaceTimed again. Well, then nothing really happened. Like, he really wasn't snapping me. Like, he'd send me streaks and that was it. And I was like, okay, like, that's not a big deal to me. Like, I don't really care. Like, and then one day, like, a few days later, he's like, hey, I miss you. And I'm like, miss me? Like, you talked to me once. Yeah. And I was like, oh, like, yeah, I enjoyed talking to you, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, I think you're really pretty. Like, I want to come take you on a date. And I was like, oh, that's like sweet. So I like had to rush to tell my friend Mackenzie. And she was like, Sarah Catherine, I need to be honest with you. And I was like, uh-oh, but like, yes, be honest. Yeah. So she told me, so, okay, Mackenzie has a boyfriend. And she told me that that day he had been snapping her and like, basically she like rejected him. And that was right before he snapped me, was when she told him like, no, like we're not talking, like I have a boyfriend. And she told me that the day, like after we had FaceTimed, he told her that like, I wasn't really his type.
I think you said this story before, but in the group chat where you're like, my
really? Oh, I totally did. I totally did.
Yeah, but oh my, yeah, that's okay, crazy. Well,
we have some good updates. So, yeah, he was like, he said that I wasn't really his type, which is like fine, but don't like go snapping me. So I left him on open and he's like, dang, like what's that for? I said, sorry, I don't talk to liars. And
yes, Queenie. Oh, guys are so annoying. Like, I know. That's so messed up. I feel so sorry for you.
And then it just got worse. Like, he kept snapping me, and I was like, no. And he was, like, so mad at Mackenzie for telling me that, and I was obviously thankful she told me that. And so then, finally, Mackenzie was like, I'm blocking you. Like, you've got to stop texting me. And he goes, well, F you. I never wanted you or your friend anyways.
Yikes. Oh, my God. Boys are so annoying. Yeah. I feel like they all do that when they something like that happens.
Right? It's so annoying. Right. So then he unadded me on Snap, so I blocked him. And then I unfollowed him on Instagram. And then he unfollowed me. And he unfollowed Mackenzie and all that. So then, okay, fast forward to yesterday. This is where the yesterday, wait, my friend Mackenzie texts me, and it's a screenshot of something that he texted her, or he DM'd her on a backup Instagram account. Yeah.
Whoa.
And he was like, hey, like, I'm really sorry. Like, I didn't mean what I said. Like, I'm sorry that I ruined, like, our friendship, blah, blah, blah. Like, shut up. And so I think she honestly just left him on read. Well, then today, after that all happened, I see that he, yesterday he followed me on Instagram because he had unfollowed me and I had unfollowed him. So then today I see that he liked all my pictures and I was like, okay, he's trying to get my attention, obviously. And I was like, maybe he DM'd me and it would be in my message requests because I don't really check those. So I checked them and he had sent me a DM and it just said, snap, ? Like, you had my snap. You unadded me, and I blocked you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so then get ready for savage Sarah Catherine moment. I sent him a screenshot of the text where it said, well, F you, I never wanted you or your friend anyway. I sent him a screenshot of that.
Yes.
And that was it. And then he was like, I'm sorry, I like, didn't mean it. And that's the update. So
look, you should always watch what you say. So then,
yeah.
So annoying. I hate that for you, Sarah. There'll be better guys out here for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just haven't found them yet.
It's okay.
If any hot guys are listening to this,
yeah.
Yeah. As long as you're not going to lie and make me a second choice.
Yeah, you got to treat her right. Yeah.
Yes.
Since we're talking about boys, I might as well just tell the story. I think I told the Snap group already.
Oh, no, what? Amaya.
So, yesterday, it's really sad. Like, it's not even funny. It makes me feel so sad. Okay. So, yesterday, my crush added me on Snapchat.
I remember this.
And I snapped and I was like, hi. I was like, hey, who are you? And I told my name and we like re-exchanged Instagrams, da da da. And I sent a picture. He asked for a picture. I sent him a picture of me.
Did he just ask like, what do you look like?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
But doesn't he know you? Do you not go to school with him?
No.
Oh, how do you know him? Oh, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to expose yourself.
Connections.
You okay, okay.
So, basically, he asked for a picture of me. I sent the picture, and he opened it, and then I tried to send back another message, and it said, this person has to add you as a friend back.
That's, like, I'm laughing, but Amaya, that is so sad. I'm pretty sure I told you this, but I think he was just stunned by your beauty and felt really inferior. And so honestly, it's for the best because you would have made him feel really bad about himself, which he should feel bad about himself.
Maybe I should just like drop his snap and like you guys should all go troll him.
Please put it in the group chat. So the group chat we're referencing, we have a Snap group chat with all the girl team members
and
called Gossip Girls. Yeah. And we just bug each other all day long, talk about our bad coworkers at not anyone on the girl team. When someone on the girl team has a bad coworker at her like 9 to 5. Like look. I'm not having anyone. I hope they're listening. If they're listening, hi Kiana and Kaylin and Summer and Haley.
Yeah.
And did I miss anyone?
No. Or if any new team members are listening.
Just had little applications go out.
Yeah, and speaking about only one person filled it out. Like, no one
really?
No one ever listens to my emails. When I even listen, look at them because.
Well, I don't ever listen to your texts. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know. That's why you're gonna get bleep.
Okay. You're gonna make everyone really concerned. I'm not a murderer, nor is Amaya.
Yes.
I do know how it started. Okay. Well, Amaya has this little joke that I'm like, bleep. Can I not say
bleep?
Is that like a bad word on this podcast?
No, like, nothing's bad.
Are we 10 and under?
No. They're both okay. Mine.
So Amaya has this little thing where, well, I guess me and you and Kaylin joke about being murderers, and that is not a laughing matter. It is not a joking. Stop. I said it's not a laughing matter. And I think it started because Amaya and I were making plans for her to come visit me again, and I have kayaks. And Amaya was like, yeah, I can't wait to come kayak with you and push you in the ocean. And so then I responded, I can't wait to come kayak with you and push you in the ocean and let the sharks feed on your body. And the minnows, like, suck on your body. That sounded really weird. So ever since then, I'm not sure how it evolved into – now it's evolved into this joke where we joke about, like, that I have Kaylin kidnapped, like, in my closet. I don't really know how that happened.
I think I was, like – in the group chat, in the girl team group chat, I think I was like something like, I can.
What? Stop laughing.
I can't stop laughing. I think I was like, I kidnapped Kaylin and put her in Sarah's closet. And then that's when you were like, oh my God, Kaylin, shut up. The neighbors are here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
I had to knock her unconscious so she wouldn't interrupt the podcast recording. All jokes, by the way.
All jokes.
Kaylin is very much thriving, I hope.
Yes. We also have another joke. I don't even think I should tell this.
Is it that Kaylin is pregnant? I don't know how that started either.
I think we – oh, no. I was like, someone needs to have a baby. I want a girl baby. Like, we need a girl baby. And we were like, well, Kaylin's the only one who has a boyfriend. And then I put the poll in the group chat, and everyone was like, hell yes. And
that's so true.
And funny thing, I posted something on the girl Twitter, right? And my sister posted something on Twitter and was like something about when I have a daughter, da 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 da. And I retweeted it on the girl account and was like, we all want a mini me. And Kaylin replies, girl baby, dot dot dot, coming soon.
I see that. I am not on Twitter. That's hilarious.
Yes.
I love Kaylin. I don't think, did we say who Kaylin is?
Oh, well, if no one knows who Kaylin is, you tell them who Kaylin is. Because I don't think they know who Kaylin is.
Kaylin is, well, at first, when I was the executive assistant to Paige, she was the executive assistant to Amaya. So we were like little executive assistant buddies. I don't know how else to put it. But we were like, we would tag team on a lot of stuff. And she is still Amaya's executive assistant. And she's also the Pinterest content coordinator.
Woo!
But yes. So, oh, follow our Pinterest.
Oh, yeah. It's a Girl the Podcast. Girl
yes.
Yes.
But basically, she's part of the OG team that is currently on. And she's great. She's pregnant. So, keep her in your prayers. Pray for that healthy little baby.
Yes. It's probably due October. I made her do this thing. It's on Instagram. It was a pregnancy filter. It was like, it will load and then it will tell you like the date and like if your baby's going to be born. Sally. Oh God. The Zoom is so dumb. Okay. So Sally, mine was like, you just have to poop. And then hers was like October, baby girl coming soon.
Oh my gosh, get it, baby girl? Cause
right, and then I was like, right, and then I was like, what if it's born on girl's birthday, October 22nd?
Oh my gosh. Hey, that's a reminder, girl birthday coming up.
Woo, guys.
Having a party, and you're all invited. It's at my house. Just kidding. We're not having
ooh, guys, should we drop the address? It's one.
No, shush up. That's what it starts with.
Savannah, Georgia.
You're saying that I'm a serial killer stalker. You're the one that has my address memorized, Amaya.
Oh my God. I think I have your number memorized too. It's like 910 something.
No, it's 912. That's my area code. Y'all can figure out the rest.
Right. If any hot guys figure that out, text Sarah.
Yes. No, if you're a hot guy, just message the podcast and I'll give you my number just for free. I won't even make you work for it. Just kidding. I'm not actually that desperate. I'm happily single. That's a lie. Just kidding. It's kind of not a lie.
Remember when...
Leave it out. This is so embarrassing.
I'm going to leave all of that in.
No. Oh, my gosh.
No. Well, yeah. So, Sarah, as we wrap it up, do you want to play a little game?
Not if you're going to laugh like that creepiness.
You're the one who's a murderer. Okay.
I'd love to play a game.
Okay.
Would you like to play a game, Amaya?
I would love to play a game. What do you want to play?
Do you have anything in mind?
Should we play, like, burning questions? Like, maybe five.
What's that?
It's, like, where you ask, like, someone questions, like, things you
yes, wait, ask like, them. Yes.
Okay.
Can I look them up?
Yeah. Oh my God, I hate Zoom. We have 7 minutes left.
Shut up. Yeah. Okay, I literally just Googled. Oh my gosh, some of these are like weird. What? I Googled. So wait, we have to say it really quick.
You hear that?
A dog barking or something. Or maybe it's Kaylin in my closet. Kaylin, shut up.
Oh my God. Over. Okay. Okay, you ready for some burning questions?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. I feel pretty when.
I feel pretty. When I go get my hair done.
Okay, awesome.
I'm a fake one.
Love that. I wish I wasn't scared to.
I wish I wasn't scared to be on an airplane.
You're scared to be on an airplane?
Yes, I've only been on an airplane once this summer, last summer.
Something no one knows about you.
Oh, actually, I don't really have anything no one knows about me because I really overshare and I tell everyone everything. Like the other day, I feel like these are burning questions, but I'm really not burning through them. I'm just going slow. Slow question, ice questions. Anyways, I was like at the Chick-fil-A line the other day, and I basically told like the guy behind me my whole life story because he asked me like a simple question. There's nothing no one knows about me. Well, except that I had a cup of ice cream today. I don't think anyone knows that. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Or that no one knows that, like, you can't bleep people.
Shut up. You know that.
Something you're obsessed with?
I'm obsessed with my fake Hermes ring bracelet thingy.
Yes. Love that.
Because I'm too poor. For everyone.
Belt that. Something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh, I hate The Office. Oh my gosh. Do you like The Office?
I freaking hate it. It's so dumb.
Good. It's so, like, I've tried to watch it. Because everyone's like, oh, watch The Office. And I, like, it grosses me out. Like, I literally, like, I'm, like, gonna throw up if I have to watch that.
It literally sucks. Okay, well, those are all of your burning questions.
Okay, can I ask you some?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your favorite G-rated cuss word? That means, like, cuss word that's not really a cuss word, right? Like, stupid? Hell. Hell? Oh. Okay. Oh. What's a reality show you'd love to be on?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Don't know why.
Okay. What is your guilty binge food?
I can eat lots of, what do you call those things? Sour Patch Kids, but the watermelon kind. Yes.
What's the last thing you Googled?
It's this thing, it's a government thing, and it's like if you marry someone and then you find out he has a secret girlfriend, it's really weird.
Okay. And three words you'd use to describe yourself.
Annoying.
Funny, oh my god.
And ugly.
Amaya. If I call you pretty, it cancels that out. You're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, guys, we're gonna have to get ready to say goodbye to Sarah. I'm about to drive to Savannah. Bleep.
Cool, can't wait.
Well, Sarah, where can our listeners find you at?
My address, which is 15, that's all you're gonna hear. Now you can find me on Instagram at Sarah Catherine Bass. It's my whole name. Amaya, yesterday you were like, Sarah Catherine, I don't know your middle name Bass, but that's my middle name, is Catherine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And you can follow my TikTok if you want. It's Sarah Catherine 122.
Woo-hoo.
I just want to be TikTok famous. And that's it.
Awesome. Do you want to give everyone some vibes for this week? Send them
vibes. How do I give vibes?
You basically just be like, okay, guys, you guys are going to have a good week. You guys are going to kill it this week.
So Amaya, I don't get to the end of the podcast usually.
Oh! I hate you.
I've listened to at least 5 minutes of every single one, except the last one, because that was only like 3 minutes long. So I'll give y'all vibes. Y'all are going to kill this week. You're all amazing and beautiful, unless you're not. Just kidding. Everyone's beautiful. And go rock someone's socks off. Cut that out. That sounded so weird.
Well, yeah.
Anyways, bye.
Bye, guys. See you guys next Monday.
Don't trust me. I'm the one who wants to see your teeth. Don't believe.